Using data from the federal government, the Human Rights Watch report found that over the past decade, more than 70% of people deported because of their criminal record were guilty of nonviolent crimes, many of them fairly minor offenses. Study author David Fathi says his group is urging Congress and the Obama administration to give immigration judges more discretion in deciding who should be deported.
Really, all we're asking for is process. It is an ability to go before a judge and make your case that, for example, a relatively minor crime like shoplifting or writing a bad check doesn't justify your deportation if you've been here legally for many years.
Immigrant rights groups in Wisconsin are pushing for similar reforms. Christine Ortiz-Newman of the Milwaukee-based Voces de la Frontera points to the case of a Chilean woman in Milwaukee. She's lived in the U.S. for many years and faces deportation now because she never completed her citizen application. She was discovered when she filed domestic abuse charges against her U.S. citizen husband.
She has all U.S. citizen children, has been here for more than 20 years, but right now we're working in her case to kind of be able to put a little bit of a stay till she could complete the process in terms of a domestic abuse case.
Federal immigration officials say they're not targeting nonviolent offenders in filing deportation orders. They say until the laws are changed, they'll continue to enforce current restrictions that allow for the deportation of anyone who does not have a legal U.S. resident status. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.